Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mutti and Hadassah Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
Yevamos Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara on Lamed Vav Amid Beis was discussing the din of Mugberes and Meinekes. This is a sugya later on in Daf Mem Beis. Midrabanon, a woman who's either a Mugberes or a Meinekes cannot remarry. Maskana Sagamar over there, the reason is that a Meinekes, if she remarries, she might get pregnant from the second husband, and the pregnancy will render the mother's milk unfit for the baby. And the husband, since this child is not his, he won't make sure that the child has what to eat. And therefore, Midarabanon, this Meinekes cannot remarry. And Maskana Sagamar, the reason why Milberes cannot remarry is for the same reason that every Mubaris will eventually be a Meinekes, therefore they asked her now ready for remarrying. Now the Gemara Bayos discusses what happens if a person does go and marry Mubaris Chaveri and Meinekes Chaveri. There's Machlekes Tanam, according to the Meir, we give a Knas that he has to be Meitzi her and he can never remarry her. According to the Chachamim, he has to be Meitzi her, but eventually he could take her back. And Rava said that even according to the Rabbanon, he has to be Meitzi Beget. And the Gemara has a Shaila, is this true even by an Ashes Kayin, where he'll have no option of taking her back? Are we mechayiv him as well to be mitzi beget? The Gemara wanted to compare this to a shaila of a suffik nefel, a case where a woman's husband died, and the only child that he left over died within 30 days after the child was born. So it's a suffik if this child is considered a ben kayama, or a nefel, and therefore misuffik she needs chalitza. And what happens if before she had chalitza, she already went and got married to someone else, min hashuk? And if we're going to be mechayiv her chalitza now, so if the husband is an Eishes Yisrael, so after the chalitza, he could stay with her. But if he's an Eishes Kayin, if we're going to be mechayiv this woman chalitza misafik, she's going to become usher to her husband who's the Eishes Kayin. And the Gemara said, l'maskana, in that case, we are not mechayiv her chalitza. However, the Gemara said, this is not a raya to the case where someone married Meuberes Chaveri and Meinekes Chaveri, because in the case of the Safik Nefel, there's who to be semichon, there is a shita that says that this child is actually a bar kayama, and she does not need chalitza, so we can rely on that shita by an Eishes Kayin. Bashenkin, by Mubaris Chaveri and Meinekes Chaveri, the only two shitas that we find are Remeir and the Chachamim, and Remeir is even more machmer, he gives a knas, Yoitzi v'yachzer v'lamis, and according to the Rabbanon, that we don't make that knas, but Al-Koponim you need a get, and therefore there's no shita to rely on to say that he could be Moitzi her, but not have to be Megarasher, and therefore even by an Eishes Kayin, we're mechayiv him to be megarasher, even though he won't be able to take her back. Then the Gemara over here on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph continues, and the Gemara brings a case of Kitcha B'Toich Shloisha, which is a different din. Till now we were talking about the din of Meuberes and Meinekes. Now the Gemara is talking about a case where a person is Mekadosh and Isha within 3 months of her previous husband's death. The Gemara brings a Machlokes of Acha and Raphrom, Chad Amar Mishamtin Olei, that you put him in Cherim, for being over the Takana Darbonon, Bechad Amar Irukei Mistaye, that if he runs away, that's enough, we don't have to put him in Cherim. And that's the Maskana of Sagamara, Irukei Mistaye. Now Rashi over here explains, the Shaila is, are we going to be Mechayev this husband, who is Mekadosher within 3 months, to be Megarasher or not? And Raphram says, this is how we hold, that since he ran away, that shows that he's not planning on being Kainasur, he only meant to be Mekadosher, he does not plan on doing the Nesuin, and therefore we're not Mechayiv him to be Moitzi Beget. This is how Rashi understands, and Tosis and Lamed Vav and Beis, Dibur Maschel V'loi Katani, he also addresses Er Gemara, and he understands the same thing. The Shaila is whether we are Mechayiv him to be Megarish Beget, and that the Gemara says, if he ran away, that shows he's not planning on doing the Nesuin, so we're not Mechayiv him to be Megarisher. But Al-Kapanam, according to Rashi and Tosis, we see that this din, that if one is Mekadosh when he's not allowed to be, the Chacham are Mechayiv him not only to be Parish but also to give a get, this is true not only by Muberes and Meinekes, it's also true by the din of Toich Shalish Chadoshim, which is the din of Avchana. Then also, if one was Mekadosh and Isha, we don't say that it's simply enough to separate from her, we're Mechayiv him to be Megarashar. Only in a case where he ran away, he showed us that he has no plans of being Kainasar, then we are not Mechayiv him to give a get. Pashas, according to Rashi and Tosis, the Loshon of the Gemara Mishamtin Olei, means, according to that man, the Omar, we're mechayiv him to give a get. And until he gives a get, we put him in Cherim, to force him to give a get. And the man, the Omar, who says, Irukei Mistayei, means to say that we're not mechayiv him to give a get, and therefore we don't have to put him into Cherim to force him to give a get. Now we're going to see that there's a number of machloikasim in the Rishonim, lagabe this sugya. Firstly, the gabbai this din that we said Rashi and Tosfos are muchach, that the din of Avchana also is mechayiv one, not only to separate from the woman that he was mekadesh, but also to be megarish her. Not all Rishonim are maskim to this. The Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Chav Dalid, he paskins, Ha-ma'aris b'toich tishim yoyim, someone who's ma'aris and isha within 90 days of the death of her previous husband, minadin oisei, we put him in cherim, iras ubarach, if he did the erison and ran away, ein minadin oisei. And then the Rambam continues that even konas, even if he did the nesuin b'toich tishim yoyim, so ma'frishin oisei, we tell him that he has to separate himself from her, Ad achar zman, v'yamoydim ishtoi, then once the tishim yoyim finishes, then he could rejoin his wife. The Rambam is mevur that he does not have to be megarisher. Even if he did the nesuin, the Rambam is mevur that it's enough just to separate, not to be megarisher. The Rambam learned er sugya, that there's no mention of being megarish, that's not the question. The nidin of the sugya just is, when are we mishamtin lei, when do we put him in cheirim? On that we hold that if he's kidesh ubarach, if he runs away, then we do not have to put him into cherim. But there's no din that he has to be megarish. The Rambam obviously holds that there's a chilek between Moberes and Meinekes. There the Gemara says mefurish that it's not enough to separate, he has to be megarish. The Rambam himself also paskins like this, that Moberes and Meinekes, he has to be megarisher. However, by the din of Havchana, the Rambam holds that's different. Here the Rabbanon never said that you have to be megarish, it's enough just to separate. We'll have to see what is the svara to be mechalik. Now the Ravid over there on that halacha, he argues on the Rambam. He says, obviously when the Gemara says that Mishamtina lei, it means to say Mishamtina lei ad she yagarish. The point of putting him into cherim is to force him to be megarish. And therefore, obviously the sugya is mevur that the din havchana also requires him to be megarisher. And the Ravid continues and he says, if he doesn't have to be megarisher, he could just separate himself from her. So why does the Gemara say that if he runs away, then we don't have to put him in cherim? Once he runs away, obviously he separated himself from her. Then what's the point? Why do we have to put him into cherim? He already did what he was supposed to do. Elamad Ravid says that he has to be megarisher, and if he runs away, then we don't force him to be megarisher because he showed that he doesn't have any plans to be kindnesser. But if he didn't run away, we're afraid he still does want to be kindnesser, then it's not enough for him to separate himself from her. Rather, we put him in cherim to force him to be megarisher. Now the Magen Mishnah over here explains the shita of the Rambam. He said the Rambam holds that there's no makar to say that the din of Havchana requires him to be megarisher, and since there's no mefurish gemara about this, ein lanu lahosif al takanas chachamim, we cannot create our own takanas, and therefore the Rambam holds there's no such a din that one has to be megarisher. And the sugya the Rambam learned is only lagavi the din of nidui, to know when do we have to be mishamtin alei and when we don't have to be. And that which the Ravid asked, that why does he have to run away, let him just separate himself from her. And that should be enough that we should no longer put him in cherim. And the Magen Mishnah explains that no, according to the Rambam, that which the din is mishamtina lei is not to force him to do that which we want him to do. Rather, it's to punish him for being over on the takanas chachamim. Since he was not allowed to be mekadesher, and he did, mishamtina lei, we put him in cherim. And why is it that if he runs away, we do not put him in cherim? So the Magen Mishnah explains that according to the Rambam, when he runs away, that saves him from the cherim. Similar to the concept that if one goes to Golas, that's mechaper for Averis. Here also, if he has to run away, that's enough, and then we no longer have to be mishamtin only. And then the Magen Mishnah explains, so what l'maisa is the difference between Moberes and Meinekes? There we're mechaifim to be megarish, and the din of Havchona, there we are not mechaifim to be megarish. And he says that Moberes and Meinekes, where there's a sakana for the vlad, like the Gemara explains, there we are mechaifim to be megarish, we're not soimich on the fact that he separates himself from her. As opposed to the din of Havchana, where there's no sakana for anybody, there it's enough just to be pirish. And furthermore, he says that the din of Havchana is a short amount of time, so we rely on him that he'll refrain from her. Hashenkin, the din of Muberes and Meinekes, which could be much longer, could be a few years, there we do not rely on this, and we force him to be Megarisher. Akopanim, this is the first machlokes that we have in our sugya, is the din of Sholish Chadoshim, the din of Havchana, mechayev a person to be Megarish, the woman that he was Mekadish, or is it enough just to separate himself from her? Rashi and Tosfos, as well as the Ravid, we saw, they hold that you have to be Megarish, as opposed to the Shita of the Rambam, that we're not Mechayiv to be Megarish, he could just separate himself from her. L'maisa l'halocha, the Shulchan Aruch and Evin Ezer, Simin Yud Gimel, Sif Yud, paskins like the Shita of the Rambam, that he just has to be Perish. However, the Ramo over there, he paskins like the other Rishonim, that he has to be Megarisher. Now there's a second Machlokes Rishonim, According to the way Rashi and Tosfos learned the sugya that the din of Havchana also is mechayiv to be megarisher unless he runs away, Rashi says that if he runs away, goli daita d'leiboi lichnois adzmanoi, he's megal his das that he has no plans of doing the nesuin. Now the Rishonim, the Ritva, the Rashba, they're medayik from Rashi that what happens if he already did the nesuin? Within 3 months he was mekadosher and he did the nesuin as well, and then he runs away. And the medayik that Rashi would hold over there, we are mishamtin alei, we do force him to be megarish. Only when he was mekadosher and then ran away, he showed us that he doesn't plan on doing the nesuin, there we're not mechayiv him to be megarish. But if he actually did the nesuin, he does have to be megarisher. And the Ravid as well, this Ravid that we just mentioned, he also says mefurish, dafka kidesh aval konas loisagalei b'loi gerishin. If he actually did the nesuin, he has to be megarisher. However, these we show you to bring a different shita that argues and holds that even though if we take a look at the lashon of the Gemara's lashon is that kidesh b'toyach cholish chadashim, still they hold that it's lav dafka, and the din will be true even if he did nesuin. There also, if he runs away, we're not going to put him in chayim, we're not going to force him to be megarish. Now, if we take a look in the Beis Shmuel, in Simen Yud Gimel, Sif Katan Yud Tes, he quotes these two shitas, and he says that the whole machlokes is only if you learn the sugya like Rashi and Tosfos and the Ravid. However, if you learn like the Rambam, the shaila of the Gemara is not legabe gerushin. The shaila of the Gemara is whether mishamtin alei, whether we punish him for being over on the Takanas Chachamim, he says then it's poshut that there's no chilek between Kedushin and Nesuin. If he's over the Takanas Chachamim by doing a Kedushin, and we're supposed to be mishamtin alei, yet still if he runs away, that's instead of the Shamta, then the same thing would be that if he did Nesuin, running away will be his kapara, and we won't have to put him into chayrim. However, according to the Rishonim, that the reason why we're putting him to chayrim is to force him to be megarisher, so there maybe there's a chilek between Kedushin and Nesuin, that if he only did Kedushin and then he ran away, then we see that he doesn't plan on doing the Nesuin, and we're not mechayiv him to be megarisher. Mashenkin, if he did the Nesuin, then we are mechayiv him to be megarisher, and we don't rely on the fact that he ran away. Now there's another nidin in the sugya, which is also a machlokes Rishonim, and that is to go back to Umuberes and Meinekes. There the Gemara said Mefurish that he has to be Megarisher, and L'maskanas HaGemara, even by an Eishes Kayin, where he won't be able to take her back, still we're Mechayiv him to be Megarisher. However, what happens if he only did Kedushin, he did not do Nesuin, does the same din apply or not? Tosfos on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, Dibre Maskal V'loi Katani, he discusses this, and he quotes B'Shem the Rimur Linish that says that only by Nesuin there we're Mechayiv him to be Megarisher, but if he only did Erisin, there, we just mechayiv him to be pirish, he doesn't have to give a get. And he explains the reason. He says that since an arusa anyways is osur to her husband, kala b'loi bracha osur l'bayla kenida, so even though this woman is a meoberes and meinekes, and b'derecha we're mechayiv him to be megarisher, but here we're anyways, we rely on the fact that he won't live with her, because anyways she's osur to him besides the fact that she's a meoberes and meinekes, since an arusa is osur to her husband, so here we're not mechayiv him to be megarish. However, Tosfos himself argues, and he says, "Ve'ein nireh." Tosfos does not agree to this. He says, "Demay chumra dekala b'loy bracha mimenekes chaveroi tarvayu midrabanon." If we're choishes that he's going to be over one drabanon and he's going to live with a mugberes or a menekes, the fact that this woman also has an additional ister drabanon since she's an arusa, that's not going to help us. We're still mechayiv them to be megarish. And Tosfos wanted to bring a raya to this from the case of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. There, the maskanas of Gemara iruke mistayei, and the mashmois is that if not for the fact that he ran away, we would have been mechayiv him to be megarish, even though there all he did was kedushin. Here in Lamed Zayin, we're clearly talking about a case of kedushin and not nesuin, and still we're mechayiv him to be megarish. Tosfos says l'chayr the same thing should be by muberes and meinekes, and Tosfos says perhaps we could be mechalik between the din of muberes and meinekes and the din of toich shloisha chadashim. Even though by Toich Shloisha Chadashim we're mechayiv him to be megarish, even though all he did was Kedushin, but Muberes and Meinekes, Kedushin alone will not be mechayiv him to be megarish. The Rosh as well says this chilik, however they don't really give a svara, why should Muberes and Meinekes be more kal than the din of Toich Shloisha Chadashim? And if anything, this is a svara hafucha, the opposite svara from that which we saw B'das HaRambam. The Magen Mishnah explained, according to the Rambam, there's no din b'chal to be megarish by Toich Shloisha Chadashim, as opposed to Muberes and Meinekes, there Midarbanon you have to be Megarish. And the Magen Mishnah explained that according to the Rambam, Muberes and Meinekes is more Chomer because there's a Sakana to the Vlad, Mashenkin the Din of Toich Shloisha Chadashim, there that's more Kal, there according to the Rambam you don't have to be Megarish. According to Tosis, it's going to come out the opposite. Tosis Shechadoshim is more chomer. There we're mechayvim to be megarish, even if he only did kedushin. By Milberes and Meinekes, there if he only did kedushin, Tosis has a tzad to say, and this is how the Rimir Leinish holds the Maisa, that you don't have to be megarish, which is the exact opposite of the way the Magen Mishnah explained B'das Rambam. The Lemaisa Legabi, this Shailo of Milberes and Meinekes, where he only did kedushin, the Rambam himself, paskins like the Rimir Leinish, he also holds that if you only did Erisin, Ein Kaifin Oisi Lohitzi. The Rambam is in Hilchas Gershin, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Chav Ches, where he's discussing the din of Muberes and Meinekes, and he says, Over V'nosa Muberes and Meinekes, B'teich Zman Ze, Yoitzi Beget, V'afilu Hoya Koyin. If you did Nesuin, we're Mechaivim to be Megarish, even if he's a Koyin, like the Gemara says in the Maskono. And then the Rambam later says that Eres Muberes and Meinekes, if he only did Erisin, Ein Kaifin Oisi Lohitzi. The Rambam says we are not mechayvim to be megarish. The Rambam holds like this sheet of the Rimir Leinish. Now obviously according to the Rambam, that which Tosis was bothered by, why is it that Toich Shloisha Chadoshim, there even with Erisin were mechayvim to be megarish, and by Milberes and Meinekes, according to the Rimir Leinish, if he only did Erisin, were not mechayvim to be megarish. Obviously according to the Rambam, that's not shver. The Rambam learned the Gemara of Toich Shloisha Chadoshim is not negate to Gerishin. There the Rambam holds that he never has to be megarish, even if he did Nesuin. But Al-Koponim, that's Lamaisa, how the Rambam holds. So we have Machoikas Rishainim here as well. According to the Rambam and the Rimir Leinish, by Muberes and Menekes, where he only did Kedushin, were not Mechayvim to be Megarish. However, most Rishainim hold not like this, that even if he only did Erisin, were Mechayvim to be Megarish. This Halacha Lamaisa is also Machoikas between the Mechaber and the Ramo. The Mechaber in Simon Yud Gimel, Sif Yud Beis, Paskins like the Rambam, that if he only did Erisin, were not Mechayvim to be Megarish. And the Ramah paskins like the Rishonim that Muberes and Meinekes, where he did Erisin, he has to be Megarish. Now there's an interesting carbon nesanal over here on the Rosh. The Rosh in Simon Dawid, he also argues on the Rimir Leinish, and he says that even if you only did Kedushin, we're Mechayev to be Megarish. And the carbon nesanal on Ois Vav over here says that even though the Halacha is not like the Rimir Leinish, rather he does have to be Megarish, he says still it's poshut that what will be the din by an Ishis Kayin that was Mekadosh and Muberes and Meinekes. And he says there the din will be that he does not have to be Megarisher. He says just like we find in the Gemara, that if there's one Shita to rely on, then it's enough by Ishis Kayin to be Mekel. He says the same will apply over here, since we have some Shitas in the Rishonim, the Rambam and the Rimir Leinish, who hold that if you only did Kedushin by Muberes and Meinekes, we're not Mechayvim to be Megarish, we can rely on that Shita by an Ishis Kayin, where if he'll be Megarish, he won't be able to take her back, that since he only did Kedushin, he doesn't have to be Megarish, he could just separate himself from her, and then after the 24 months, he'll be able to marry her. This is the Chiddush of the Karban Nesanel, and Lemaisa of the Beis Shmuel, in Simon Yud Gimel, Sifkat and Lamed Dalid, says like this, B'Shem Medake Moshe also, that you could be Soymech by an Ishus Kayin on the Shitas of the Rishonim, that if he only did Kedushin, he does not have to be Megarish. And we should just point out, that even though one Lechere Kataina, the Lagabi the din of Toich Shleisha Chadoshim, the din of Havchona, there is one Shita, the Shita of the Rambam, who holds that even if you did Kedushin and Nisuin, we're not Mechayvim to be Megarish. According to the Rambam, by Havchona, there never was a Takana to be Megarish, and the Chayr, one could say that maybe here also we should rely on the Shita of the Rambam by an Eishas Kayin. However, this is Mefurish not like this. The Rambam says clearly that we paskin not like the Rambam, that the din of Havchona also is Mechayv Gerishin, and he says that even by an Eishas Kayin, we'll have to be Megarisher. Here we see that we don't rely on the Shita of the Rambam even by an Eishes Kayin, and one will have to understand what should be the Chilek. Maybe here also we should say this Svara, that if there is a Shita Srishainim that's not Mechayev Gerushin, then we should be able to rely on that Shita Al Kalpanim by an Eishes Kayin. So to summarize, we spoke about three different Nidainim, which are Mechaykas Rishainim in the Sugya. Firstly, the Gavin the Din of Havchana, the Shita of Rashi and Toisfis, and the Raivit is that the din of Havchana also is Mechayev one to be Megarish, if he was Mekadosh Isha, Toich Shloisha Chadoshim. Here the din is surely true, even by Kedushin, not only by Nisuin. That's the case that the Gemara speaks about, Kidsha v'Toich Shloisha. And like we said, the Rambam argues, the Rambam holds there's no din Bechlal of Gerishin by Havchana. The Rambam has a different Mahalach in our Sugya. The second nidin was, according to the Shita Sarishayim, that you do have to be Megarish, Toich Shloisha Chadoshim. The Gemara is mavur that if he's Mekadosh and then he's Barach, then we're not Mechayvim to be Megarish. Is that Dafka by Mekadosh? But if he did Nisuin, then running away will not help. We'll still put him in Cherim until he's Megarisher. Or according to other Rishonim, no, the Gemara is lav dafka, even if he did nesuin, if he runs away, we don't force him to be megarish. And the third nidin that we spoke about is by Muberes and Meinekes. There the Gemara says clearly that you do have to be megarish, is that only after nesuin or even after erisin. The Rimei Leinish and the sheet of the Rambam is that it's only after nesuin, but if he did only erisin, we're not mechayiv him to be megarish. And the sheet of most Rishonim is that even if he only did kedushin, we're mechayiv him to be megarish. Now there's a further discussion in the Rishonim, like about these dinim of Teich Shloish Chadoshim or Muberes and Meinekes, that Al Kaponim in some cases were mechayiv him to be megarish. How do we apply this to our Mishnah, the case in the Seifa of the Mishnah, by Hakonis es Muberes, where he did Yibam, and then it turned out that she's a Muberes, which of these dinim apply? And we'll explain. We'll start with the sheet of the Ravid that we mentioned before, in Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchas Gerushin, Halacha Chav Dalid. He's talking about the din of Havchana over there, where the Rambam paskin that the din of Havchana is not mechayivim to be megarish, and the Ravid argues, he says that he does have to be megarish, and the Ravid asks Akasha, why is it that in the Mishnah, where he was kainis as yivimtoy, and the case is that he did it within 3 months, like Tosfos in the beginning of the Perek says, why is it that over there we don't say that he has to be megarish? The Mishnah says that if the child is found to be lav bar kayama, yikayim, he could stay married with her. L'chara, since he did yibam within 3 months, we should say that he has to be mitzi, he has to get rid of her. This is the kasha of the Ravid, and there's a lot of discussion in the Achrenim, both in the Nisei Kelim and the Rambam over there, and in other Achrenim as well, what exactly the Ravid meant to ask and how to answer this kasha. So the Lecha Mishnah and the Mishnah Lamelech, they seem to have understood B'dasa Ravid. The Beis Meir also quotes the Mishnah Lamelech and the Lecha Mishnah that they understood this way, that the Ravid understood that which the Mishnah says, Im lav bar kayamahu yikayim, the pashtus of the Mishnah is mashma in all cases, even in the case where he was kainis teich shloisha chadoshim, and then we found she's a moberes, and she was mapeles, all that happened within 3 months, then the Mishnah says yikayim, he could stay married with her, even though it's still within the first 3 months from when the first husband died. On that the Ravid was bothered, how could you say yikayim? But there's a din, just like we said, that even if he was Mekadosh already within 3 months, he has to be Megarish, so here also he should have to get rid of her, and how can we say Yikayim? And on this the Ravid answers, he says, no. Hasim p'nei shehi yevama, v'yemita lo get nesra alav, over here, since she's a yevama, if he gives her a get, he's never going to allow to be kainasar anymore, even if he waits now the 3 months, it'll be too late, he won't be able to take her back once he gives her a get. So therefore the Chacham were not mechayev him to be Megarish or beget. Rather, we could just wait until the 3 months passed, and then the din is yikayim. So the Ravid Lemaisa is saying that he does not have to be megarish her, he could just be perish from her, and that which the Mishnah says yikayim means he could stay with her, but in Echanam he has to be perish until the end of the 3 months, and then afterwards yikayim. Now there are a few points which are discussed on the teretz of the Ravid. Firstly, the Kesa Mishnah is bothered by, he says, how could we say that once he gives her a get, he's going to be osur to her by a yavam? The din is not like that. He says the din is, once Yavam was kainis es yivimtoi, if afterwards he gives her a get, he's allowed to take her back. This is the Gemara says in Daf Lamed Tes, that a Yavama is ke ishtoi, meaning that even if he's megarish her afterwards, he's allowed to take her back. That's the kasha of the Kesef Mishnah. And both the Mishnah Lamelech and the Lecha Mishnah are matmiya. They don't understand Bechlal. What is the Kesef Mishnah asking? He says that clearly this is totally in the Machlokes of Beichanan and Meish Lakish. In this case of the Mishnah, where he was kainis es yivimtoi, but then we realize that at the time he did the yibam, she was a milberes. That's the machlokes of Beichanan and Reish Lakish. According to Beichanan, it is a good yibam, and according to Reish Lakish, bias milberes lav shma bia. And since we pass like Reish Lakish, so when he was bayal the yivama while she was a milberes, it's not a good yibam. So now we wait and we see afterwards when she's mapeles and it's not lav bar kayama. Now we see that there's a zika, and now he has to either do yibam or chalitza. Now, if he's going to go give her a get, so the din is that if one gives a get to his zkuka, midarabanan, he can no longer do yibam. So that's what the Ravid means to say. If we're going to be mechayiv him to give her a get, he no longer will be able to do yibam anymore. Therefore, the Ravid says, the chacham were not mechayiv him to give her a get. Einachanami, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that bias muberes shma bia, so when he did the bia while she was a muberes, it was a good yibam. There, Einachanami, the Kesef Mishnah is right that if he gives a get afterwards, he'll still be able to remarry her, but according to Reish Lakish, where he didn't do Yibam yet, Bias Milberes Lav Shmabiyah, there the Ravid is correct. If he's going to give her a get, that will disqualify him from doing Yibam later, and therefore the Rebbe says the Chacham were not mechayiv him to do so. But another point that the Mishnah Lamelech and the Lechem Mishnah ask on the Ravid, that his teretz seems to contradict our Gemara. Our Gemara says, Lagabi the din of Milberis and Mingnekes, that even an Ashes Kayin, where if he gives her a get, he'll never be able to remarry her, still the Chacham were mechayiv him to give a get, and only in a case where there is a Shita to rely on, there were makel by an Ashes Kayin. And if so, what does the Ravid mean over here? Enechanami, by this Yavam, if he's going to give her a get, he'll never be able to do Yibam again. But since the din is that Toich Shloisha Chadoshim, if one is Mekadesh, then he has to be Megarisher. Here also he should have to be Megarisher. And even though that's not going to leave him with the possibility of marrying her in the future, still he should have to do so. According to the Ravid, the same way the Ravid saying a Svar over here, Legaba Yibam, it should come out that if a Kayin Toich Shloisha Chadoshim is Mekadesh and Isha, he shouldn't have to be Megarisher. And Kepshuta Yasuk is Mashmah not like that. Just like by Muberes and Meinekes, even a Kohen has to be Megarish. Pashtus also, Toy Shloisha Chadoshim, a Kohen has to be Megarish. And if that's true by a Kohen, the same should be by a Yovam. Even though by giving him a get, he'll never be able to be married to her in the future, still he should have to do so. And the Lechem Mishnah wants to suggest that even though the Gemara says by Muberes and Meinekes, that the din is that even an Ashes Kohen has to be Megarish, but perhaps the Gabi the din of Havchana, Toy Shloisha Chadoshim, there were Mekel. And an Ashes Kayin will not have to be Megarish. In other words, Muberes and Meinekes will be considered more Chomer than the Din of Havchana. Only by Muberes and Meinekes will Machmer even on a Kayin, but like I with the Din of Havchana, we won't be Machmer on a Kayin to be Megarish. And therefore the Ravid holds the same would be true by a Yovam. We're not going to be Mechayvim to be Megarish when there's an issue of Havchana, because that will pass him forever. Therefore, Mekel, he doesn't have to be Megarish. This is what the Lechem Mishnah wants to suggest. However, the Mishnah Melech asks on him, he says that this is totally in the Machoikis Ramam and Ravid that we mentioned before. Enech and Emri, the Ramam is maskim to this Svara that Havchana is more kal than Muberes and Meinekes. For that reason, the Ramam holds that Bechlal is no din to be Megarish by Havchana, both by Ishus Yisrael and by Ishus Kayin. But the Ravid held that we could compare the two. According to the Ravid, just like we find Muberes and Meinekes were Mechaifim to be Megarish, also the din of Havchana also were Mechaifim to be Megarish. Obviously, according to the Ravid, there's no difference. We don't say that Havchana is more kal than Muberes and Meinekes. And if so, how could we suggest, according to the Ravid, that by an Ashes Kayin will be more Mekel, if by Muberes and Meinekes were Machmer, even by an Ashes Kayin, then the same should be true by Havchana. According to the Ravid, there's no difference between the two. And the Mishnah Lamelech wants to suggest a different teretz to the Ravid's Kasha, not like the Ravid's teretz, and he wants to say that here in this case, of Hakoinah says, Yivimta Yivinimtas Milberes, so while she's in Milberes, surely this Yavam is Osir to her, not only because of Havchana, rather for a more Chomer reason, since she's in Milberes, and she may have a Vlad Shel Kayomo, so it's possible he's going to be over on the Isser Dereisa of Eches Ach, so surely here he's going to be Parish from her, and the Chacham were not Mechayiv him to be Megarish. Similar to the Svar that Tosis over here says, on Lamevavam and Beis, he says, by a case of a Soita, where she's anyways Osir to her husband, after she had kini ustira, their chacham were not mechayiv him to be megarisher if she's a milberes and meinekes, because the husband anyways is osur to her for a different reason. Here also the Mishnah Lamelech says that since the husband is osur to her for a more chomer reason, a reason of midereisa, a suffix of being over ishesach, the chacham do not have to be mechayiv him to be megarish because of the issue of havchana. Anyways, he's not going to be born her for a different reason. Now Reb Kveger on the side of the Rambam, he asks, he doesn't understand the Mishnah Lamelech. Enech Nami, the Mishnah Melech is correct, while she's still a Moberes, there we should not have to be Mechayiv him to be Megarisher. But the Chara, once she gives birth to a Lav Bar Kayomo, now there's no longer an issue of being Boyle a Suffolk Eishes Ach. We see that the person died without children, the only child he left was Lav Bar Kayomo, there's definitely is a din of Yibam, there's no issue of Eishes Ach. So here the only issue is Havchana, so the Kasha remains. Toich Shloisha Chadoshim, he should still have to be Megarisher. It's not clear exactly what the Mishnah Lamelech meant, and this perhaps would suggest that the Mishnah Lamelech actually had a different understanding in the Kasha of the Ravid. Akoponim, the Ravid was addressing the din of Havchana in the Er Mishnah by Akoinus Asivimtai, there also should be an issue of Havchana, and obviously this Kasha is only Shver, the Ravid Lishitasai, who holds that there is a din to be Megarish if one is over on the din of Havchana, as opposed to according to the Rambam, the din of Havchana is not Mechayiv person to be Megarish if he was Mekadosh and Isha, Toich Shloisha Chadoshim. Now there's another issue that the Rishonim discuss, Negeta Er Mishnah, And that is the din of Muberes and Meinekes. Muberes and Meinekes, that for sure, we hold the din is that even if one was over and was Mekadesh, he has to be Megarish. And the Rishonim, the Ritva, the Rashba, the Nemuka Yosef, they ask, in the case of the Mishnah, HaKoynes es Yevimtoi, V'nimtas Moberes, as soon as he finds out that she's a Moberes, he should have to be Moitzi her. Now there's a difference in the Rishonim how exactly they ask the Kasha, what should he do to get rid of her? The Ritva's Mashmar, he's asking he should have to do Chalitza, other Rishonim say that he should give a get, and the truth is that either one is not Pasha that it should work. Chalitza Pasha doesn't work while she's a Moberes. We hold like Reish Lakish, Chalitza's Moberes, Eina Chalitza, and get as well, it's not going to help to pattern her Zika. But Pashas the Rishonim mean to say that either get or Chalitza, whichever one it is, it's going to passel her, it's going to take away the option of later doing Yibum. So even though right now they're not really changing her status, Bechlal, as opposed to a regular case where one was Mekadish of Moberes or Meinekes, there the din is that he has to give a get to undo the Kedushin which he did. This changes her status back into a Pnuya. Once she's back into a Pnuya, we're not chayshur that he's going to live with her. But here in this case, both the get or the chalitza don't really change her status. Until now she was a skuka, and now after the get or the chalitza, she's still a skuka. But since midarbanan, once she had either the get or the chalitza, he's never going to be able to do yibam in the future. So the Rishonim understand that he should have to do this, either give the get or chalitza. This will be more of an insurance that he's not going to live with this Moberes or Meinekes. Now the Rashba gives three terutzim to this Kasha. One could take a look in the Ritva, he says similar to the Rashba with some differences, but the three terutzim that the Rashba gives are as follows. First he says, since this person did the Yibam before he realized that she's a Moberes, so he thought that he was being Isaac b'mitzvah, he thought that this was mitzvah's Yibam, here the Chacham were not mechayiv him to be Megarisher. He explained, since really the whole point is not a Knas, according to the Shita of the Rabbanon, as opposed to according to Rameyer, where there is a Knas, Rabbanon hold, the only reason he has to be Megarisher is Mishum Takonas Havlad. We're concerned about the baby or about the Uber in her womb. We're not looking to give him a Knas, and we're not looking to make him usher to her forever. Therefore, in this case, the Rashba says, when he thought he was doing a mitzvah, he didn't realize that she's a Moberes, here we're not going to be Mechayiv him to Megarisher, because doing so will make him usher to her forever. Here they were Mekel. That's the first Eretz. The second Teretz, he says, is that here, since she's anyways also to him with an Isser Deraiso, while she's a Milberes, she's a Suffolk Ashes Ach, and therefore if he says that he'll be purged from her, that's enough, we're not Mechayiv him to be Megarisher. Now like we mentioned before, this is similar to the Svara that the Mishnah Melech says. He was using this Teretz to answer the Kasha of the Ravid, which was a different Kasha. The Ravid was asking that he should be also to her because of the din of Toich Shlesha Chadoshim, the din of Havchana. And the Mishnah Melech says that while she's a Moberes, he's anyways usher to her because of Achshash Deiraisa. However, like Rabbi Kveger asked, that Teretz won't work if she's Mapil Toich Shlesha Chadoshim. There the din is that after she's no longer Moberes, and the Mishnah says that still Yekayim, there the Kasha is, that if it's still within 3 months, he should have to get rid of her, he should not be able to be Mekayim, and there you can't answer that there's a Suffolk Deiraisa because now she's no longer Moberes. There's only Isser Darbonon of Havchana. However, here, the Gabi the Kasha of the Rishonim, that while she's a Moberes, he should have to be Megarisher, so this is only while she's a Moberes. Once she's Mapil, she's no longer a Moberes, then Einachanami, you don't have the problem of Moberes Chaveroi, the problem is only while she's a Moberes. There, like the Rashba says, while she's a Moberes, she's anyways ushered to him with the Chashash Deiraisa, so there the Rabbanu were not Mechayiv him to be Megarisher. And the third Teres that the Rashba says, is that here, if you're going to be Mechayiv him to be Megarisher, or like the Ritva says, to give chalitza, washes and milberes, we're going to be mevatel the mitzvah dairesa of yibam. Here the Rabbanu were not mechayiv him to do something which is going to take away the possibility of a mitzvah dairesa. Now this Teretz Lachari would also work to answer the kasha of the Ravid that asked the kasha, mikoyach havchana, this would be a good Teretz as well, that here maybe the Chacham were not mechayiv him to be megarish or be chalitz, since it will take away a possibility of a mitzvah dairesa. Now the Maisa, the Ritva, and the Nemuka Yosef as well, they say a chiddush lemaisa, that even though we answered this kasha, why the Chacham were not mechayiv him to be megarish or chaylitz, by a kainis es yivim to even nimtza milberes, however they say in the case where at the time he was kainis, he knew already that she was a milberes. It already was hukar ubra, here the Rishonim say that the din lemaisa will be, that the Mishnah will not say on this that afterwards when she's mapil, then yekayim, rather here he'll have to be megarish her, while she's in Moberes, and Eichanami, he'll be usher to her forever, Mikoyach this Gerushin. This is a chiddush which the Rama brings la halacha in Eben Ezer in Hilchas Yivim Siman Kuf Samach Dalid Sif Hey. He says if it's kindness as Yivim to even Nimtzas Moberes, then like the Mishnah says, if afterwards a child is born and the child is led by Kayama, you came. But if it's kindness as Yivim to, and at the time it was already known that she was a Moberes, then the din is that he has to be Megarasher, and Enechanam you'll have no option of Yikayim afterwards. Now the Yamsho Shleima quotes this Ritva, and he says, really, according to this, we have a new pshat in the Lashon of the Mishnah, Kanyas Sivimta even Nimtas Milberes. The Mishnah is Dafka talking about a case of Nimtas Milberes, because if it was known already at the time that she's a Milberes, there the Mishnah would not say that Im Nimtsa Vlad Laf Bakayama Yikayim, rather he has to be Megarasher while she's a Milberes, and then there's no option later on of Yikayim. Now based on this same point, the Beis Shmuel, in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Samach Dalet Sivkot and Ches, he says that from Tosfos in the beginning of the Perek, Tosfos was bothered by this shaila, why the Lashon of the Mishnah is Nimtas Milberes, and Tosfos does not say this pshat. He doesn't say that the Mishnah says Nimtas Milberes because the din of the Sefer of Yikayim is only true by Nimtas Milberes. So from here the Beis Shmuel proves that Tosfos argues on this ritva. Tosfos holds that even if he knew that she was a Milberes, still we're not going to be Mechayev him to be Megarasher, and therefore, afterwards, when the child is born, and the child is Lavbar Kayama, here as well, we could say the din of the Mishnah, that Yikayim. And the Meiri brings the Ritva, and he brings two shitas. He says that there are those that argue on the Ritva. He quotes this B'Shem the Ravid. It's not clear exactly where he saw this in the Ravid, but he says the Ravid holds that even if he knew that she was a Moberes, they're also not going to be Mechayev him to be Megarasher. Other Rachayim are Medaik, that according to the Teretz of the Rashba, the reason why we're not Mechayev him to be Megarish is because he's going to be Mevatel the Mitzvah of Yibum. And the same would be true, even if he knew that she was a Milberes, it wouldn't make a difference. There also, we would not be Mechayev him to be Megarish. So, Al-Kaparim, there seems to be a Machlekes Rishenim Legabi this as well. If he knew that she was a Milberes, at the time he was Kainis, are we Mechayev him to be Megarish? Like we find the din is that someone who's Mekadosh and Milberes or Meinekes Chavira, he has to be Megarish. Or no, here, the case of the Mishnah by Yibam, here it's different. And if he was Kainis Milberes, even if he knew that she was a Milberes, here he does not have to be Megarisher. So just to summarize, we asked two different kashas from Er Sugya, the case of the Mishnah. The firstly, the Ravid asked that he should have to be Megarish because of the din of Havchana, since he was Kainasar within 3 months of a previous marriage. This, like we explained, is only a kasha according to the Rishayim that hold that the din of Havchana always is Mechayiv him to be Megarish. It's not enough just to separate. On this, the Ravid answered that here the Chacham were not Mechayiv him to be Megarish because then he'll stay Osir to her forever. And like we said, the Lecha Mishnah and the Mishnah Lamelech are bothered headed to this fit with Er Sugya. Then the second kasha the Rishayim address is that he should have to be Megarasher because of a different din of Muberes or Meinekes. Here he said three terutzim from the Rishayim, either because he thought he was doing a mitzvah, he didn't realize that she's a Muberes, or because while she's a Muberes, anyways, she's Asur Mideraisa for a different reason, the Safik Eishasach. And the third teretz was that here, since you're going to be Mevatel the mitzvah of Yibam, here the Chacham were not Mechayev him to be Megarasher. Now we'll move on. The Gemara discusses that which it says in the Mishnah, Safik ben Tisha l'Rishayin, or ben Shiva l'Achrayin, in a case where the Yavam did not wait 3 months, and we're not sure if this child is from the first husband or from the Yavam, so the Mishnah says, Yoytzi v'Avlad Kosher. The Yavam cannot stay married to her, perhaps this child is from the first husband, but the child is Kosher m'manavshach. And the Gemara explains, even though Rav Noshim Yodon l'Tisha, most women give birth in the 9th month, not in the 7th month, still, the Gemara says, then here, there's a Rav telling us the other way around, that this child is not from the first husband, because when it was Shlish Yomeho, meaning had this child really been from the first husband, then a third of the pregnancy, meaning after 3 months, it would have been Nikr, we would have been able to tell that she was a Moberes, and it was not Nikr. For example, if they waited 2 months after the death of the first husband. So had this child been from the first husband, so a month later, we already should have been able to see that she's a Moberes. And obviously we're not talking about that. That wasn't the case. Because if that was the case, we wouldn't have a suffix. We would surely say that it's from the first husband. So there's a Rav telling us that it was not from the first husband. And therefore, we go back to being an equal suffix. And then it is Yaitzi v'Avlad Kosher. Now, Tosfos over here in Dibur Maschal Rav Yeledes Letisha, Tosfos asks Akasha, he says, well, how does it help to wait 3 months? If we'll wait exactly 3 months from the death of the first husband, then she'll get married to the second husband, and it's possible the baby will be born 6 months and a few days later from when she got married to the second husband. And in that case, it's still a suffix. It's still possible that it's from the first husband. And even though it's more than 9 months, Tosfos says perhaps the Zera wasn't Niklat right away. In other words, maybe she had beer with the first husband before he died, but she did not actually come a Moberes until a few days later. And therefore, when this baby is born 6 months and a few days after the death of the first husband, it's possible that it's from the first husband, and it's also possible from the second husband, because she's already a few days into her seventh month from when she got married to the second husband, and at that point it's already possible to give birth to a child. And that Tosfos says in the end, V'yesh Leimar, the Kol Kach Lo Yoyah Mishtoyah HaKoros Ubar Shal Rishon Ad Shlish Yomeho Min Hasheni. Meaning, Einich Hanami, if you only waited exactly 3 months, and then she gets married to the second husband, it is possible that she's already a Meuberes from the first husband, and it's possible that a baby will be born 6 months and a few days later, and the baby will really be the child of the first husband. However, Lamaisa, we will know whether this child is from the first husband or the second husband. Because if they waited a full 3 months, and even though at this time, maybe it's not yet Hooker, we can't tell yet that she's a Meuberes, but shortly after, we'll already be able to see that she's a Meuberes, shortly after she gets married to the second husband. And as long as it's less than 3 months from when she got married to her second husband, when we notice that she's a Meuberes, then surely we know that this child must be from the first husband and not from the second husband. And Tosfos says it's not shaykh to say that she'll be married already shlish yomeha min hasheni. She'll be married 3 months to the second husband. In other words, it's already 6 months from when the first husband died, and it's still not hukar uber. We still can't tell that she's a Meuberes if the child would have been from the first husband. In other words, surely by then it will already be nikar that she's a Meuberes, and therefore we'll know that this child is from the first husband and not from the second husband. If it already passes 3 months after her marriage to the second husband, and only then it's hukar ubro, then we'll know for sure that this child is from the second husband and not from the first husband. In other words, Tosfos is saying, Einich Hanami, at the time of the marriage to the second husband, it is possible that she'll be a Meuberes from the first husband, but we'll find out eventually, when it's hukar ubro, who the real father is, this child will not end up being a Safik. Now Reb Kveger over here asks Akasha, the Noit Yehuda asks this kasha as well, and the Noit Yehuda calls it a kusho chamura ma'oid, a very strong kasha, and that is, they ask, Einich Hanami, by regular marriage, it's enough to wait 3 months after the first husband dies, and then we can let her remarry, and we won't have any sfeikas about the children. However, they ask, by the case of a yibum, there also the Mishnah says that she has to wait 3 months, how could we be mad to her to wait exactly 3 months? And then do Yibum. Here in this case of Yibum, we have to know for sure at the time she's doing Yibum that she's definitely not a Meuberes from the first husband. It's not enough to find out later when it's Hukar Ubro, like Tosfos says. At the time of the Yibum, we have to know 100% that she's not a Meuberes. And since, like Tosfos says, that it's possible that even though 3 months passed from the first husband's death, maybe really she is a Meuberes from the first husband, and that which it's not Hukar yet is because the Zer was not Niklat at the time of the Bia, it took 3 days. And therefore, after 3 months, it's still not 3 months from when the Zer was Niklat. And how could we be Matar Yibam in such a case? For Yibam, we should have to wait 3 months and a few days to make sure that she's definitely not a Meuberes from the first husband. And the Noit Yehuda wants to say a tremendous Chiddush to answer this Kasha. He says that since the Pasuk says, Uben Ein Loy, and at the time a person dies, if he doesn't have a child, then the wife has to do Yibum. And even though we know the din is that if she's a Meuberes, that's also considered that he has a ben, and that also patters from Yibum. But if at the time he dies, the wife was not a Meuberes, and even if the husband already did a Bia, and in a few days it will be Niklat Hazera, and she will become a Meuberes, that's not enough to patter from Yibum. Even though when this child is born, it's definitely considered the son of this man, legabe all dinim, but still legabe yibum, it does not patter the wife, from, because it's still called that he died, uben ein lo, he didn't have any children at the time that he died. He didn't have a child, and he didn't have a wife that's Meuberes either, therefore she does have to do yibum, and therefore the Noit Yehuda says, in this case, where she waited exactly 3 months from the death of the first husband, so mamon avshach, if she was a Meuberes at the time the first husband died, then it would have been apparent already, after 3 months passed. Elamai were choshish that maybe the first husband did a bia and it was not Niklat Hazera at the time that he died. If that's the case, then there's no problem doing Yibum because she's actually mechuyev in Yibum. This is the tremendous chiddush of the Noit Yehuda, and many achrenim vehemently argue on this. The Shoyel Umeshiv, Reb Shimon Shkop, the Tshuva Me'ava, they all say that this is a tremendous chiddush and it's not mistaber like this. And a number of terutzim are given in the achrenim. For now, we'll just say the teretz of the Keren Oira. And the truth is, Reb Kveger himself had it sought to say this teretz. He says that just like we know the din is that after 3 months we're matar yibam and we're not choshish, maybe this woman really is pregnant from the first husband and she's from the miut, and even after 3 months it's not hukar ubra. There is such a miut that the child is not hukar until after 3 months. But we're not choshish for that miut. We're matar her to do yibam. So too he says, Lagabi the Kasha of Reb Kveger, that maybe it hasn't been 3 months since it was Nikla Tazera, that the Karen Ayer says is also a Mi'it, because Rav Noshim, the Zera is Niklat, the conception takes place at the time of the Bia and not a few days later. And therefore we could rely on the Rav that had she been a Mi'uberes, it would have been Niklat HaZera right away at the time of the Bia. And if so, 3 months passed already, we could rely on this Rav to be Matar Yibam. We don't have to be Chayshish for the Mi'ut that the Zera is not Niklat right away at the time of the Bia. Now we'll move on to Amid Beis. The Gemara brings a memo from Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, La'yisa Adam Isha b'medina zu, V'yelech v'yisa Isha b'medina acheres, Shama yizdaf guzel hazeh, V'nimsa ach noise es achoisei. On that the Gemara asked the Kasha from Amiroim, from Rav and Rav Nachman, they used to say, Man havi l'yoyma, when they came to a place, they used to say, who's going to marry me for one day? That's mashma, that wherever they went, they married a woman for a short period of time, and then they moved on. And that the Gemara answers, Shani Rabbanon de Pekiyah Shemayu, since the Rabbanon were famous, if Lamaisa, a child will have been born to them from this woman who he was married to for a day, it will be known, everyone will find out about it, and therefore there's no chash of ach noises achoisei. Then the Gemara continues and asks another kasha from Rava's din, Tavua li nosev in espaisa tzricha li eshev shiva nekiyim, from the time one proposes marriage, he has to wait 7 days. Rechoshesh that at the time of the proposal, she saw dam, which is called dam chimud, and therefore how could the Rabbanon come to town and marry a woman immediately without waiting the 7 days? And that the Gemara gives two terutzim. The first teretz the Gemara says, Rabbanon shluchayu have a meshadri umoydi luhu. They would send a shliach 7 days beforehand to find a wife for them, so by the time they come 7 days later, the period of dam chimud is already over with. And the second teretz the Gemara says, Yiboyseimo l'rabbanon yichudi ba'almo hu d'miyachdi luhu. Like the Gemara continues, with that he has passed pesalai. Now there are a few mahalchim in the Rishonim to explain this line of the Gemara, Yichudi ba'almo hu d'miyachdi luhu. Tosis over here, the Tap Tosis, explains that the Rabbanon had passed Besaloi, because if they wanted to, they could be Bohalel, they could live with her. However, since they did not always do so, we're not Choshesh for Dam Chimud, because the woman knows that he might not end up living with her, therefore there's no Chimud. Now the Ramban explains, Al Derech Tosfos, he explains a bit more, that according to this, the Gemara really means to say, that when the Rabbanon came to town and said, Man Havi L'Yoyma, they originally told the woman that he might not end up living with her, he might only be Miyachid with her. And that's what the Gemara means, Yichud Havi Miyachid Lahu, that he told the woman originally that he wants her only for Yichud, not for Bia. And since this is what he told her originally, there's no Chash of Dam Chimud, and therefore the Maisa, if he does want in the end, he is able to be Baalel, because there's no Chash of Dam Chimud. And Taisus continues, he says that this has to be the Pshat, meaning that he's Mutter to her, if he wants he could be Baalel, because there is no Chash of Dam Chimud. Because if there would be a chash dam chimud and he would be osur to her, then he would also be osur to be miyachid with her. Because the din is, the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Dalid, that a chosin is osur to be miyachid with his wife if he never yet did bia. Like in the case of Pirsa Ishta Nida, before he was Baal, he's osur be yichud. And here as well, Taisa says, if she would be osur to him because of dam chimud, he would also not allow her to be miyachid with her. So therefore, akarchach, the Gemara means to say that she's not osur to him, he's mutter to her because there's no chash dam chimud. Now Tosfos is coming la'afuka, a different pshat in the Gemara. This is how the Rashban Ersugya learns, both Rashi and Tosfos and Yuma as well, they learn a different pshat. Now when the Gemara says, Yichudi ba'alma havi miyachidi, the Gemara means to say that he wouldn't live with her, he would not be ba'alea, because enechanami she's usher to him because of dam chimud. And all the Rabbanah wanted to is only to be able to be misyachid with her, and with that he has passed besaloi. And Tosfos and Yuma is actually bothered by, what kind of passed besaloi is that? If Lamaisi is usher to her because of dam chimud, even if he would want to be Baalel, he would not be able to. Why is that called Pas Besaloi? And Tosfos answers, it's called Pas Besaloi because he knows that he does have the option of waiting 7 days when she's no longer usher to him, and then he'll be Baalel. This is enough to be called Pas Besaloi. So according to this, Yichudi Havi Miyachidi doesn't mean, like Tosfos is trying over here, that this is what he would tell her in the first place, that I only want to be Miyachid with you. Rather, Yichudi Havi Miyachidi means what he did Lemaisa, that Lemaisa in the end, he only was Misyachid with her because he actually was Osir to her because of the Dam Chimud. However, Tosfos over here is bothered by, if he's Osir to her because of the Dam Chimud, then Yichud also should be Osir, like the Gemara in Ksubis Staff Dalet says. And Tosfos and Yuma has an arichas to answer this kasha, why over here it's different. Here we will be matter for this Talmud Chacham to be miyachid with her. The Rashba over here says that since the whole Isser is only a suffix, it's not that she's Vada Yanida, it's only a chash of Dam Chimud, and together with the fact that this is a Talmud Chacham who's Nizar, he knows not to be over, therefore we'll be matter him to be miyachid with her. Those are two mahalchem in the sugyo. Again, Tosis over here learns Yichudi ba'almim miyachidu means that he was really mutter to her. But there's no chash dam chimud because originally he told her that he only wants to be miyachid, and therefore pas basali means kipshuta. If he wants, he could be ba'aleo. And Rashi and Tosis in Yuma and the Rashba as well over here, they learn Yichudi ba'almim having miyachidi means he really was asa to her because of the dam chimud, and he did not live with her. He only was misyachid with her. Now Tosis over here in the end he adds. And once the Gemara says Yichudi ba'am having miyachadi, then this actually answers the first kasha of the Gemara as well. Why is there no problem of Yisa Adam Isha b'medina zu v'yelech v'yisa Isha b'medina acheres? Because once Yichudi ba'am having miyachadi, that usually he did not actually do the bia. It's only that he should have passed basali that if he wants he could do the bia. In that case, Tosfos says when he actually did the bia, enechanami, if she became a moberes, he would take her along to his city in order not to be over this din. Now there's a third mahalach, the Ramban in Arsugya brings, and the Rashba quotes this mahalach as well, that when the Gemara says, Yibayis Eimo, the Rabbanon Yichudi Ba'amu Hu D'Miyachadi Lahu, the Gemara is not actually coming to answer the second kasha, the problem of Dam Chimud. Enechanami, the problem of Dam Chimud, the only way we can answer that is like the Gemara says, that they sent the Shliach ahead to be Maidiyah. The Gemara is actually coming to answer the first kasha, that which the Gemara asked, La'yisa Adam Isha B'medina Zu V'yelech V'yisa Isha B'medina Acheres. So originally the Gemara answered Shani Rabbanan de Pkiya Shmayu. Now the Gemara is saying Yibayis Eimo that even without that of Pkiya Shmayu, you could say that the Rabbanan did not actually live with them, they only misyachin with them. So there's no problem of like Yisa Isha bin Medina Zu, Vayelach Yisa Isha bin Medina Acheres. According to this Mahalach, you don't have the kashas that the other Mahalachim have, because according to this, Enechanami, she was not Osir Mishum Dam Chimud, therefore he was allowed to be miyachin with her, there's no problem of Yichud, and he's also has passed Basala, he has the option if he wants to be boil her. Because we're still going with the teretz, like the Gemara said before, that he sent the shliach ahead, and therefore it's already past the 7 days of Isser Dam Chimud. So this is a third mahalach from the Rishonim, and what the Gemara means, Yichudi ba'am hud miyachad lehu. Now, b'hemshach ha-Gemara, the Gemara says, Sofik v'yovam shebo lachlag b'nichsei misna. In this case, where you have a child who's a Sofik, if he's from the first husband or from the Yavam, and both him and the Yavam both want to get the nechosim of the misna, of the dead brother. The Sofik says that he's the son of the first husband, and therefore he should get the Nechosim, he's the Yairish. And the Yavam says, no, I should get the Nechosim, because the din is that a Yavam, when he's Mekayim Yibam, he Yarshins all the Nechosim of the dead brother. So they both want all of the Nechosim. And the Gemara says, Mama Namutu B'Sofik Cholkin. Now the Rosh over here asks the Kasha. He says, Bishlama, if the Yavam is coming Mikayach, the fact that he did the mitzvah of Yibum, he wants the Nechosim because of the din, that a Yavam gets the Nechosim of the mace, then Enechanami, both the Sofik and the Yavam have an equal taina. They're both coming Misofik. The son says that Misofik, maybe I'm a Ben and then I should get the Yerusha. And the brother says, maybe I'm a Yavam and then I should get the whole Yerusha. And since they're both a Sofik, we say, Momen Mutu B'Sofik Cholkin. However, the Rosh asks, let the brother come, not Mikayach Yavam, rather the fact that he's a brother. A brother is definitely a potential Yerish. As opposed to the other one, the Sofik, he's only a Sofik Ben. And the din is that if you have a Sofik Yerish and a Vada Yerish, the Vada Yerish gets everything. And even in a case where the Sofik Yerish, on the tzad that he is actually a Yerish, he's a closer relative than the other person who's a Vada Yerish, still the din is that the further relative, since he's a Vada, he gets the whole Yerusha. As opposed to the closer Sofik relative, he doesn't get anything. So that's the Rosh's Kasha. Let him say, Dalme hocha ha-yibum. Forget the fact that I did Yibum. Give me the Nechasa Mikayach, the fact that I'm a Vaday brother, as opposed to you, who's only a Sofik son. And Mikayach, this Kasha, the Rosh says a big Chiddush. He says that it has to be the case he's talking about, that the father of these two brothers, the father of the Yavam and the Mace, is still alive. The Rosh calls him the Saba. The Saba is still Kayam. And therefore the Rosh says that this brother, the Yavam, cannot possibly claim the Yerusha midin kurva because he's a relative, because there's a closer relative than him. The father is considered a closer relative, he would get the Yerusha and not the brother. That's the din. If a person dies, the father is a closer relative than the brother. And therefore the only taina that this Yavam has is not midin kurva, rather it's midin the fact that he did a maisa yibam. That entitles him to the whole Yerusha, and therefore he's only a Sofik. Perhaps there was no mitzvah yibam here bichlal. So both the son, the Sofik son, and the Yavam are both a Sofik, and therefore the din is Maman Amuta B'Sofik Cholkin. But Enechanami, the Rosh says, in a case where the grandfather is not alive anymore, then the whole Yerusha would go to the Ach, it would not go to the son, since the Ach can claim the Yerusha midin Kurva. He's a Vaday Kariv, as opposed to the son, who's a Sofik son, A Safik son is a Safik Gerish, so then the Ach would get the whole thing. That's the Chiddush which the Rosh says, Halacha Lemaisa. Now Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, in the Kairis Ha'aris, he explains an important point to understand the Rosh, and with this he answers a Kasha, which we'll get to Mirza Shema Daflam Medches, a Kasha on the Rosh. And he says, that which the Rosh says, that the Ach is a Vada Gerish, as opposed to the Safik son, he's only a Safik Gerish. L'chare, one can taina that this son, even though he's only a Safik, whether he was the son of the mace or not, but one can say, l'chare, he's definitely a Yerish either way, because even if he's a son of the brother, in other words, a nephew of the mace, a nephew also sometimes is Yerish. So how could we say that the brother is a Vada Yerish, and the Safik son is a Safik Yerish? The Safik son also, l'chare, is a Vada Yerish. He could Yerish in one of two ways, either as a son or as a nephew. So Manachach is a Kariv. He definitely has potential to Yarshin Midin Kurva, and now the only question just is, who's a closer Kariv? If he's a son of the mace, so he's closer. And if he's a son of the brother of the mace, so then his father, who's a brother of the mace, he's a closer Kariv, and he gets the Yerusha. But how could the Rosh call it that one's a Safik Yerish, and one's a Vada Yerish? And Rabbi Chanan explains that the din that a nephew could Yarshin his uncle, the pshat is, it's not a direct Yerusha. There are certain types of Yerusha that are direct, like a son. The fact that he's a son is a reason mitzad atzma to get the Yerusha from his father. Or for example, a father also is considered a direct Yerish. The fact that he's a father, that's a direct reason for him to get the Yerusha. But a nephew, Rabbi Chanan says, his whole kayach Yerusha only comes mikayach his father. In other words, a nephew does not have a schus to Yerish as a nephew. His whole schus is that the Yerusha goes to his father, a brother of the mace. And if his father is not here, then the Yerusha gets passed down from father to son, and eventually the nephew will get the Yerusha. But it's not a direct tzchus coming as a nephew. And therefore the Rosh says, calls man that the father is still alive. In other words, the brother of the mace. The father of this nephew, if he's still alive, then the nephew, Bechlal, has no tzchus Yerusha. His whole tzchus Yerusha only comes if his father, who's supposed to get the Yerusha, is not around, then he becomes a Yerish. But as long as his father is still around, we don't relate to him, Bechlal, as a Yerish. He has no claim, Bechlal, to this Yerusha. And therefore the Rosh had a good kasha, let the brother of the mace come and claim the Yerusha as a brother, not as a Yavam. And since he's a brother, he's a definite Yerish, as opposed to the Safik son of the mace, who's a Safik Yerish, then should be that the brother will get the whole Yerusha, since he's a Vadai. And the Rosh has to answer, Eina Chanami, the case has to be talking about where the grandfather is still alive, and therefore the whole claim of the brother is only Mikayach, the fact that he did Yibam, not as a Karev. And Mirtz Hashem, we'll get back to this Yisoid later on Daf Lamed Ches.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.